TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael.
I feel like the singing voice is still not right. That's just not right. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 202 on the fan! The yes, sir is much better than the singing as of late. How we doing on this Tuesday morning? 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side with us. And we got you for the next 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show with, I believe, Chris Lopresti should be in today. Hopefully. I'm going to... He gets enough. I don't have to give him any more. 888-808-1019. You know, it's funny. As we sit here on this Tuesday, off of another losing week of football, and we turn towards what will probably be another week of losing football, it is amazing to me. And I talked about this a few weeks ago. These two organizations continue... They have now merged. And unfortunately for Jet fans, this is more of an indictment on the Giants because the Jets have been this for a long time. But both of these teams continue to just embarrass, as well as the losing, everything else around it. Look at these two teams. It's almost identical, right? The losing, obviously. Now we've got the leaks, constant leaks out of the building. From both teams, as we found out today, or yesterday now, that what Abdul Carter was punished for and why he was benched, because he was sleeping during a walkthrough, he came out and tweeted, so you've got leaks. We just found out that the Jets are making a quarterback change. Did we hear about it from the coach? No. I can't wait for his press conference. I'm curious who he's going to blame, who he's going to be mad at, what questions he won't answer now. But you've got players... Like, denying on Twitter, going to Twitter, whether it's Breece Hall, who's done this before for the Jets, and Sauce Gardner and everybody else. Now you've got Abdul Carter defending himself on Twitter. You've got the disasters that are the organizations, leaks, losing. Like, it's just unbelievable how poorly run and how embarrassing both of these franchises are. Like, it's hard to get away from, and we're going to get to the specifics about both of these situations and everything's going on. But it's just amazing to me that it feels like so many other teams will have their pitfalls and their ups and downs, you know, maybe outside of the Cleveland Browns. Like, there are a handful who are in the hopper right with the Giants and Jets. But it just feels like there are so many teams that even on a down year, but they will find a way to get back to respectability. They will make the right hire. They will do the right thing. They'll draft the right quarterback, like hopefully the Giants have. And maybe that's what will pull them out of the abyss here. But it is amazing to me that these are two of the worst-run franchises in the sport, and they're having the same issues. Even, like I don't want to get on Cam Scataboo. I don't want to get on Abdul Carter for going to have fun and going to a WWE event and having a good time and being part of the storyline. Like, it's one of these things. You're a young kid. You just became an NFL player. You get asked to do these things. You're probably a wrestling fan. It's fun. But, like, you've only got one good leg, bro. You just had a devastating injury, and you're on your feet pushing professional wrestlers. Like, that is so Jetsy, and that is just so, it's the optics are so bad. We have Jet players commenting on the quarterback change that no one inside the organization has confirmed yet. We haven't heard from the coach on it yet, and there are players speaking to the media talking about it. The coach hasn't said it yet. It's unbelievable. How did this happen? How did both of these teams become this? And, you know, the other thing, like, it's just so maddening. It really is. It's so maddening. And then you get to, like, what needs to happen moving forward. And this is the other thing, too, is, like, right now, unfortunately, again, both of these teams are in a dead season where it really doesn't matter. It's all about the future. It's all about next year. And right now, the Jets, I'm assuming, because I haven't heard from the coach on it yet. I heard from Dan Orsini on it. I heard from all the other reporters who've confirmed it. I've heard from a couple of Jet tight ends. Like, so I'm assuming it's going to happen. But both of these teams right now need to make decisions based on the future. And without question, assuming the Jets are going to go to Tyrod Taylor, that's what needs to happen for one distinct reason. And I'm not breaking news to you. I heard BT say the same thing. It's everybody's opinion, and it's the right one, and I've been saying it for a while. Justin Fields doesn't run an NFL offense. He is not an NFL quarterback. It's quite clear. They brought him in here and paid him God knows why, and the amount of money they paid him in the two-year contract, and we've gone on and on about the quarterback evaluation from this franchise and from this particular group of GM and coach and how it scares the hell out of me heading into the most important draft. You know, that's hyperbole. The most important draft in the last, the most important coaching hire in the last. I mean, we say it, I say it, and it might be true, but it's true every 5 years with these two teams. Less than that. But this is a huge draft to find their future quarterback. And I'm scared with the quarterback evaluation from this organization. But assuming this is true and they're going to Tyrod Taylor, it's for one reason. They need to evaluate the rest of the team. They need to go out there and put forth what is an NFL offense and an NFL passing attack and actually see what you have. See what you have from an offensive line, knowing you don't have to block for 10 seconds because the quarterback doesn't throw the football. Or it's what you have from a young wide receiving core that you've just added to over the last few weeks where you're trying to evaluate who's going to be part of this team moving forward. Whether or not you've drafted a bust, whether or not you've added a couple guys with high upsides that can make a difference on this team. You need an actual quarterback there in an actual NFL offense just to find out what it's like and what kind of player and how they interact with a quarterback who can actually play and what you can expect from them moving forward next year when hopefully you're either rolling back another veteran quarterback or you're obviously, what I think they should be doing, from day one, starting a rookie quarterback who's going to need as many weapons and good players around him as humanly possible. So Tyrod Taylor needs to be the quarterback, not because it gives them the best chance to win this week, because you know how I feel. Hello, my name is Chris McMonagle, and I'm a tanker. I think they should probably lose the football game. But you have to evaluate the roster. And unfortunately, the incompetence of this organization in bringing in a quarterback who cannot play and does not give you the opportunity.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To evaluate a roster, has to go. So I'm assuming that's what's going to happen because those are the reports. And the players themselves are talking about it, even though the coach hasn't. And I can't wait for this press conference. I can't wait till he has to confirm reports that he didn't give them. Oh, it is going to be great. But I'm assuming they're doing that, and it only makes sense. And they probably wanted to do it earlier than this. They probably wanted to do it off of the Denver game. We talked about this when the owner spoke out at the owner meetings, that he wouldn't have done that without some inside knowledge that they were probably moving on. We waited all week, right around Halloween, for them to decide who the quarterback was going to be. It ended up being Justin Fields because of injury. This was probably on the table for the last handful of weeks. It needs to be done. And then you get to the Giants conversation that a part of me, like quite honestly, as we hear now that Abdul Carter was sleeping through a walkthrough, he says he was, you know, training or he was recovering. Isn't that all team-oriented? Did someone tell him, hey, we shouldn't be doing this? You have a walkthrough practice right now? I have no idea. It is so bad with both of these teams. But the conversation around the defensive coordinator, part of me hearing all of this, reports that the team doesn't respect him, reports that there has been sleeping through meetings consistently this year, and I know we got to blame Brian Daboll for everything, and we'll get to that here in a little bit too. But as this team is showing lack of respect from the defensive coordinator, as this team is sleeping through meetings, as it feels like that is falling apart and can't make a stop at any point in the fourth quarter to try and attempt to win a football game, part of me wants to say, you know what? I ain't firing the coach. I'm going to keep the coach, and let's see who's a real NFL player. Let's see who cares enough about himself, about his teammates, about winning, about being part of a winning organization. Let's see who shows up after the embarrassment of the last handful of weeks. Now all the media circus around it. Now the news about your young rookie, you know, third overall pick who is sleeping through meetings, who is now at WWE, who is fighting back on Twitter. Let's see who wants to show up. Part of me wants to do that, but I don't think they can. I don't think he needs to be fired because of how bad they are. That ship has sailed. He needs to be fired for the same reason the Jets are making a change at the quarterback position. I can't evaluate this defense any longer because everything that goes on, whether it's the guys not showing up, sleeping through meetings, unable to get sacks, unable to get home and finish off a sack, unable to make a play on a ball, unable to cover, unable to turn their heads around. Whatever it is, it's all being thrown at the foot of this defensive coordinator, and I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. He needs to be gone, not because I need to see the defense play better. He needs to be gone because I need to start evaluating this defensive team as they're about to make a head coaching change, as they're probably almost certainly going to make a defensive coordinator change. And as soon as they're hopefully about to make a GM change, they need to, on tape, put together a performance where I can evaluate this defense. Because right now, it feels like whatever happens, it's because the coach isn't putting him in the right position, or the coach isn't calling the right game plan, or the coach has lost respect to the group. Like, I can't do it anymore. It's almost like the Daniel Jones situation. I can't debate what the reason is anymore. I can't have the face of the failure sitting there, and every time it happens, we're having this debate on if it's this or if it's that. Get rid of the coach. And then challenge these players to show up. Like, this is where it's at. I'm not even firing coaches because I care about winning. I'm firing coaches. I'm making quarterback changes. It has nothing to do with whether I want to win on Sunday. It's all about whether or not I can actually trust what I'm seeing for decisions that need to be made next year. There is no further indictment on an organization. Then it doesn't matter what happens on Sunday. All I'm looking for is next year, and I need to make changes just so I can trust what my eyes see. It is embarrassing to the nth degree. I cannot believe both of these franchises are in this state. At the bottom of the NFL, wins don't matter, and I'm making decisions solely based on the idea of I need to get a look for next year. And in current situation, I can't trust what my eyes tell me. Like, that is... It doesn't get worse. It does not get worse. And somehow, you know, with now the leaks of, you know, Brian Daboll, you know, and people think there's a Joe Shane Perner account out there talking about, you know, this has been a problem. A lot of defensive guys are late to meetings. The guys are sleeping through meetings, and it's been let go. And finally, Kafka has been holding people accountable. I don't understand how John Mara and the Giants can look at this situation and not involve and not include the general manager who is the architect of all of it. He brought in the coach who's allowing players to sleep through meetings, if that's the case. He was on board with the hiring of this defensive coordinator. He's in charge of all of it. He's brought in the players who, the minute they start losing, think they can sleep through walkthroughs. He's the one who traded up for a cornerback who can't play, a third-round pick who doesn't run routes, a third overall pick who doesn't know how to be a professional. How does he escape the blame of all this? How could you possibly look at this and say, well, there is some talent here, so clearly he's done a good job. Yeah, there's some talent because they've been losing so much, and they're going to get another top five pick. How many top 10, top five first round picks do you need to accumulate enough talent where you can go, well, we do have a wide receiver and a running back? Like, yeah, you better. I mean, it is hard to fathom that this GM is going to somehow skate past everything that is going on with this team right now. Players giving up. Players not caring. Players who, again, I usually don't get mad about this stuff, and I'm not necessarily mad about this WWE stuff. And we all know Scadaboo is a little out there and a different kind of dude. And that's probably part of what makes him great and what certainly drew us to him as a fan base. He's got to recognize he can't be pushing people around. Like, he's got to be more protective. That is a devastating injury. I'm sure he feels good. I'm sure he assumes he's going to be back tomorrow. But he's not. And he's got to be more aware of this. Abdul Carter just went through this, you know, PR hit, for lack of a better term. His toughness is being questioned. His dedication is being questioned. Like, it's Like, you guys, we got to grow up here. And sometimes the optics, as much as you'd love to enjoy yourself as a young man, and I get it. I would love to be asked to go to WWE, sit front row, and be involved in the storyline. It'd be great. But, like, again, and I don't want to kill them for it, but, like, just have some awareness of what's going on. Why are these teams so unaware? Why is the Athletic more aware than the team is? Why is Adam Schefter more aware than the organization is? You've got leaks. You've got guys going to Twitter to defend themselves or make a statement. You've got decisions that need to be made, not based on Sunday or beating the Lions, because God knows you have no prayer of that. It's about, I have to fire a coach just so I can not blame him and see what I got going on moving forward. It is, these two organizations are as just as poorly run and are, you know, in, and the only thing is, at least the Giants, and this isn't to dog the Jets, because the Jets could easily be in the same position this time come April if they make the right decision. I'm nervous that they can't. But the Giants are in a position right now where you have the beginning of the answer. You have the young quarterback you believe in. You have him. Jackson Dart is the difference between these two teams. Everything else is identical. Jackson Dart is the difference. And as long as they make a good decision on the coach and a good decision on what should be the upcoming decision of who the next GM is, if they get those right, this could be a quick turnaround. We could be talking about this time next year, the Giants looking for their 7th, 8th win, 9th win. I firmly believe that. That's how quickly things change in the NFL when you find your answer at quarterback. That's how quickly this can change. That's how quickly it can change. They've got to go make the right decision. And I'm sorry, Joe Shane, you can't point to one or two good picks. You got to point to the whiff on Evan Neal. You got to point to the whiffs on Banks. You got to Hyatt. The culture built around this team, apparently, that's not just the head coach. That's everybody. He's the face of the organization. They had the offseason hard knocks. He's the face of the entire organization. He's the guy. He does not get to get a pass on guys sleeping through meetings because he's not the head coach. He hired the head coach. Everything comes down to him, and he can't be allowed to stay. And I every day and everything that comes out and every story that we get from day to day, and it feels like it is day to day, every one of them point to there needs to be a change made everywhere. I really hope the Giants see it. And it's going to get to a point because they're going to lose these next two against two good football teams on the road. You got to change this defensive coordinator. You got to change Bowen just to see how the team responds to it. And that's sad and pathetic. And you got to change the general manager because it's just, it's not it, man. It's just not it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll take your Giants and Jet calls as we both, and I'm not looping them together. They're looping themselves together, man. It is just, it's the same stuff. Look at all the things that are going on. The leaks throughout the building. The leaks throughout the building. The lack of effort from players. The losing. The decisions that need to be made based on next year. The bad optics. Everything. Everything. It is a dumpster fire. Our football teams are dumpster fires. It's unbelievable. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. All right, so let's take your calls. We'll get this. Knicks with a devastating, I wouldn't call it devastating. I just said it, but I don't know if I'd agree with it. Knicks had a brutal loss as they are now yet to get a win on the road. They still played pretty tough. Deuce McBride had a great fourth quarter. They had a terrible run and ultimately couldn't figure out a way to win this game. And this is the moments where you miss your captain, your leader, Mr. Clutch, down the stretch of close games like this. But they lose to Miami, haven't won a game on the road yet. We'll get to that. Obviously, we can continue to talk off-season baseball, as hopefully it should be heating up soon. Yesterday, we did get a chance to talk a little bit about Naylor and his contract. We did find out exactly the money that he got now, as it's being reported, at about $18.5 million per year of those 5 years. Again, what does it mean for Pete? And I'm still interested in the debate of Bellinger versus Tucker, because I keep seeing a lot of people commenting on it, and I have a strong feeling about it, and we'll continue to talk about it. Bellinger versus Tucker, give me Bellinger, as crazy as that sounds.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.